from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, original music and a discussion on disposable plastics and aquatic life. But first, Pittsburgh public school teens talk about the importance of role models.
Adults may not think that it has anything to do with them, but kids graduating has to do with everybody in the community, and it helps to have adults get us through high school.
From what I hear from my friends' personal experiences, it's at home, if they only have like one parent taking care of them and then they're always working and they're never there, then it just makes it easier for them to not try as hard because there's nobody there pushing them to do their best that they can do.
Like, I don't got no positive role models for real. Like, my mom lived in a different state. My dad, he got indicted when I was 3 years old, you know, did 15 years in the penitentiary. So, I grew up on myself, you know, like fights here and there. I ain't got nobody here to tell me what's right from wrong.
Most people in the school, I don't think that they want to do something with their lives or want to be a good role model. And I also feel like they don't get the right encouragement, like they haven't had enough role models to help them want to be like that.
Some ways adults can help kids graduate from high school, they need to actually sit down with the student and see what's going on with them, because some kids are not up to par with what's going on in their outside life.
Like, have a little bit more one-on-one time with them. I mean, because, you know, once you talk to that person, he knows what goes on, you know. Like, it's like, that's your friend. It ain't even your teacher. It's your friend, you know.
Help is what they definitely think they need, is that, you know, like a counselor, you know. They just need to think that they have someone to go to. Like, they're smarter than they think. They're better than what they think they are.
What we really need as kids who are becoming young adults is motivation. We need role models. We need people we can rely on in times of need, someone we can call or someone that we can ask to just talk to for a little bit. That really will help kids graduate from high school, because it's done a lot for me.
Just don't give up on kids. We have a lot in our minds and a lot in our hearts. And we can make the world a better place if you just give us a try.
Now, a youth band led by Melina Bowser shares an original song called Something. This is from her live 2019 performance at the Andy Warhol Museum's Youth Invasion.
Wish you wouldn't do what you do. I wish you'd just leave me alone. You play with my heart too much. People leaving is all I've ever known. You're kind of different. You're never gone along. I feel like it's harder, 'cause I try to move on. And then you'll come back now and you say all these things I wish you had said when you were with. isn't that something? I wish I wouldn't do what I do. I've got it so good when you're gone. Just when I think my mind's made up, you pull me back and we start at square one. You're kind of different, you're never gone along. I feel like it's harder, 'cause you try to move on. Then you'll come back now, and you say all these things I wish you had said when you were with me. You could have said something before we got to where we are, before you drove away from us in that stupid rusty car. Isn't that something? I wish you'd just leave me alone.
Thank you so much.
On our last segment, Pittsburgh area middle and high school students Marley, Bella, Angel, and Brianna discuss the effects of plastic pollution on aquatic life.
One thing I do want to talk about is Earth Day, because the situation going on with the turtles and all the plastic coming around and how it's killing them is serious to me, because like I love animals and like I don't want to see them get hurt and everything. And I think it's a good idea that people are starting to buy metal straws so like they don't waste the plastic and everything.
Pollution and like especially water pollution has become a very large problem. There's been so many like oil spills, for example, and a lot of just plastic on beaches and things like that that a lot of the animals like end up choking on, and like it kills them and it's endangering a lot of the species in the ocean.
I bought a pack of metal straws.
Yep,
I love them. They're amazing.
I've been meaning to invest in some. I just haven't had the chance. Probably gonna have to order them online.
That's
or something.
That's what I thought.
Our school, we don't do too much when it comes to Earth Day. Well, I mean, we'll like watch a video or something.
Sometimes we'll have like a do now on it, like our walk in the class and you do that activity.
Occasionally, like in elementary, we used to do some stuff where we do like a little like activity or like a project kind of thing, and we'll watch like a video or something. But like now that we're in high school, it's very
it's kind of like read an article and answer a few questions and get candy for it.
Mm-hmm. Not even candy.
You just get credit points.
You just get credit points.
We don't even get points. So when I was little, we used to go to Hatteras Beach every year, and they have this junior park ranger thing where you go and you learn about whatever they're having you learn about. That year, it just so happened to be sea turtles in plastic bags. And that same day, I was out wearing the little plastic badge they give you. I was so proud of it. And I'm just walking on the beach, and I see an area with caution tape around it, and it was a sea turtle nesting area. And like you couldn't go into the area. Like, there are bottles around it, so I was so proud of myself that day, just picking up those bottles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one day I was on Instagram, and I saw a video of someone taking, I think, plastic out of a sea turtle's mouth.
Yeah.
And it took them a long time, and it, like, it wouldn't stop. Like, it was a long plastic. It would
be, like, 15 minutes of time lapse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and
sad.
Like, I mean, obviously, like, a sea turtle wasn't going to be, want to be held by a human. So, like, that just makes it even more difficult. Yeah. And that's the problem. Like, because, we shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, if it's at, like, a really big marine hospital, they'll, like, have the turtle put under temporarily.
Yeah.
To be able to get it out, and even then.
I just don't understand why people litter whenever they're literally trash cans.
Like, there are trash cans everywhere for you to put your trash. Why don't you put them in the trash?
People nowadays are just lazy.
Some places have trash cans literally about every 5 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that it's good for, like, the people in the world, like, picking up plastic and stuff, because, like, they don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. But they care about the earth and the sea turtles and everything else. That's what I think.
It's not necessarily, like, about, like, pollution right now. I mean, it kind of is, but, like, global warming is definitely a huge problem right now. I'm pretty sure it was the show Our Planet. They had put up a video on Netflix of, they'd been recording where, like, there's normally, like, typically ice on, like, cliffs and things like that, and they'd been recording seals, I believe it was, falling to their death because there was no ice for them to cling to like they normally are. And a lot of people got very upset about that one. But, like, I feel like it's a good thing that they're showing that kind of thing. Yeah. It's bringing awareness to it and, like, showing people, like, this is what's happening to our planet. Compared to, like, the whole, like, Earth's population, there's a very small amount of people who actually seem to care about it.
Yeah.
I've noticed, like, not very many people, like, care about it. And they should care about it because, like, the Earth is depleting. Like, the resources are depleting and the atmosphere and everything. It's just ruining itself at this rate. And the Earth isn't going to be around that much longer if we don't stop and do something about it. Nobody cares.
And as of right now, this is the only livable planet that we have access to. They think they've discovered another one that will take way too long to get to.
Yeah, people were saying they're, like, working in 2020 or 2021.
But that's going to be expensive to get to.
Yeah, and it's, like, there's not even, like, a confirmed possibility we'll be able to survive on Mars. Even with, like, the technology and the supplies we have that we think may be able to help us, there's still, like, that possibility it won't work and we're not going to be able to get there.
Save the Earth.
Save the Earth.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.